Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. How are you today? It's a beautiful Thursday. And before we get into the show, and before I get into any homework, or before I introduce the beautiful Tiger Taylor, I want to talk to you. I want to put the persona of Matt and Tiger BLS aside for a second. I want to talk to you real. I heard a few things today, and not only today, but yesterday. And it's not the movement of the clock that produces the newness of life, my friends. It's the movement in your mind which creates the newness of life. Now, you're going to hear a lot of things about you. I heard a few things about me the other day when Tiger said he met somebody that knew me, and he was telling me all this stuff about me, about the old me, the old past me. And I was talking to some friends the other day, and they were bringing up things about me, about how I used to be. But I don't let those things bother me. It's not about what they think about me. It's about what I think about myself. Now, as we start a new year, I want to talk to you, and I want this year to be about you. Don't let the habits of the past, my friends, stop you from becoming what you're meant to be. Please have the desire to evolve, the passion to get up and step eating dirt. We want you to be successful. We want you to become the best you. We want you to be the new you. And the way you do that is with the mind, the renewing of the mind. Now, if you continue to do what you have done, you will always get what you have gotten. Now, as we speak on the mind, to me, the mind is a battleground. You go to bed with it.
Go ahead.
You wake up with it. No, I'm just saying you go to bed with your mind, you wake up with your mind. There is a conflict. There is a war with your mind. In the Bible, it talks about with the mind we serve the Lord. The devil isn't after your paycheck. The devil isn't after your emotions, after your mind. Everybody is after your mind. They want to brainwash you. It's not about money. It's not about debt. It's not about relationships. It's about your mind. It's about what you think of you, not what everybody else thinks of you. There's a quote, and it talks about an old man in a car. Basically, the quote is, you can put an old man in a new car, but you won't get the same experience because you'll have the same perception of the old man with a new car. With that, welcome to Tiger BLS. We talk about Chapter 7 homework.
I always judge old men in new cars.
But the thing is, you won't get the new experience if you have the old man in a new car. You have to change yourself. You have to change your mind to enjoy it, to enjoy this life.
Sure.
It's
sure
a renewing
enough.
Of yourself. Okay, but anyways, Chapter 7 homework. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm a blanket man. Matt, half of Matt and Tiger BLS. And to my left is always beautiful, skinny, healthy Tiger
Taylor. That's called projective thinking. He says it, the universe will give it. What is up,
exactly.
Everybody? I like how Matt went deep. When you see people on Facebook, I challenge you next year. The end of this year, I challenge you when people say hashtag new year, new me, say no. No, it is not new year, new you. It is new brain, new you. Nothing changes until your mind does. Your mind has to be the first thing that changes before there's any kind of change that takes place. So I really love that Matt went off deep on that. Tonight, we're reviewing Chapter 7 of Lewis Howes' book, The School of Greatness, everybody. Buckle up, put on your seatbelts, kids, and enjoy the ride. See, we need some sort of, like, music at this point. Wow. You're sitting in with Matt and Tiger. Wow. You're... buckle up, kids. It's BLS time. La 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 la. I'm glad to be here, man. You know what? They say that if you're following your passion, you're chasing your dreams, you're never working a day in your life. I'm glad to be here. This is how everyone should wake up and feel to go to work. That when you wake up on Monday morning, what are Mondays like, Matt? I'll tell you, nobody likes a Monday. But if you woke up and felt like I see you, nobody likes a Monday. So if you woke up on Monday morning and felt this way, playing air guitar and singing yourself into work, do you think you would have a better experience? Would you be more productive?
No, I would.
Mm-hmm. I would, too. I don't get this excited unless it's BLS. Wow, 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 wow. Just that kind of music, just bringing us in.
Maybe I can work
on
that.
I love it. Maybe. Just somebody hammering a guitar. Wow, 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 wow. Yeah, just like that. We will be so cool. I don't know if Pat has the chat up tonight, so I don't know if you can live chat with us. But hopefully, you're live listening with us.
I've got it up.
Awesome.
Today, I've just ran into technical difficulties all day.
You know what's technically difficult, or what's not technically difficult? For you to go on and rate and review us on iTunes. Subscribe to our show on iTunes. Give us a follow on Twitter and Instagram, at Matt and Tiger BLS. Write in on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram if you're listening. There's a chat. If Matt's computer doesn't freeze, try and live chat with us. But I'm excited. I'm excited to be here. I'm excited that you're listening. So let us know that you're listening. Tell us your name. We'll drop you out on the show. Tell you so-and-so is listening. And hopefully we get some attention, because Matt and Tiger love attention.
I do. I love some attention.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, guess what?
Yeah, tell me, buddy.
Look how flexible I am.
Good. What's that?
So look how flexible I am.
Ooh, love the attention.
Inside joke, everyone. Inside joke. Maybe one day we'll share it with you. Okay.
Maybe one day.
Chapter 7. This is what I think. All right, it's over. Okay. Now.
Oh,
hi ho. Time for the next book.
So, are you done?
Yeah, I think I'm done. Chapter 7 homework was pretty cool. I got to give them that.
Okay,
but it's stuff that we already talked about.
Not cool. Not cool. So what he does is he makes things unrealistic, because you have to be ready. Matt talks about your mind has to be made up. Your mind has to change. He puts you on some really tough things. Let's see. I wrote some stuff down for our exercises tonight, and I'll share it with you just for a moment since we are reviewing the chapter. Then we're going to move on. Exercise 1, take inventory of your relationships. This should be pretty easy. Think about the people you most look up to versus the people you spend the most time around. If those people are drastically different, fix that. That's easy. You should just only hang out with people who inspire you, lift you up, build you up. I like that Lewis says that. Ask yourself these 4 questions. Do I feel energized or stressed when I'm around or think about this person? Does this person inspire me or have a negative mindset around me? Does this person pursue greatness in their life, or are they often victim of their circumstances? Or lastly, do they get excited about my success and want me to succeed, or do they complain about their own life whenever I achieve my dreams? He gives you these example conversations to have with someone, you know, to let them know they need to reevaluate their life or they're out of your life. Most relationships don't work because people don't clearly communicate their request in a loving way. It usually comes in the form of an attack, which rarely solves anything because people get defensive, guys. They shut down. The minute you start coming down on someone, they just shut down. But he gives you other ways to say to people like, hey, I need you out of my life. And understand that nothing is more important than your emotional well-being. There is a time to be selfish. There is a time to think what's best for you. Exercise 2 is join or create a mastermind. Matt and I want to create our own mastermind. If you're interested in being part of the mastermind, write, review us, subscribe on iTunes, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, any way you want to get a hold of us. If you're interested in joining a mastermind, we would love to have you on. List three freedoms, things you don't like doing, things you can't do, and things you shouldn't do. I wrote down two apiece just because I didn't want it to take up all night. Things I don't like are heights or closed in, being like elevators, you know, close quarters, being confined in close quarters. Things I can't do. I can't speak another language. That's why, you know, my first quarter is to learn Spanish. And I can't do math. Things I shouldn't do. Handle everything myself. I should build a winning team. I should have support around me. And I shouldn't try to do everything. I should trust my partners or, you know, friends or anyone that they're going to do their share. I shouldn't just try to delegate everything. And also, bookkeeping and accounting. I should not do that because I'm not good at math. So the number four, the personality matrix, he gives you the promoter, the analyzer, the controller, or the supporter. Which one are you? And I am a supporter from what I read. And he gives a, if you're an analyzer, do this. If you're a controller, do this. If you're a promoter, do this. If you're a supporter, tell yourself, I matter. And that's the biggest thing. When he describes what an analyzer, a controller, a promoter, and a supporter, I read supporter last, and I was like, oh, that's me to a T. So that's my review of the book, the chapter. I give that chapter a 5 because I don't think it's going to work out well if you hadn't tried to have these talks. I almost think it's better just to, you know, whenever I quit smoking, I didn't get on Chantix, and I smoked for 11 years. I didn't, you know, talk to my friends. I didn't, you know, do all this stuff. Whenever I quit smoking, I left my Muay Thai class in 2009, and I grabbed my pack of cigarettes to light up as I'm driving down the highway leaving the practice, and I went, man, you know what? And I crushed them in my hand, threw them out the window, and I never grabbed another cigarette. I think when you quit something, just quit it. You have to make the decision first. Having these wonderful conversations like, I love and value your friendship. I need you to be there for me, and I want you to be there for yourself. Look, not everybody wants that. Some friends are really going to tell you, I don't know if Matt said this to PG-13 or explicit tonight, but some of your friends are going to tell you to F off. 100%. Yeah, well, then that's the one you need to get rid of. Yeah, but that's the one you don't even have that conversation with because you know that friend. You know your friend is unhealthy for you before you have to get to that point to have that talk. You know how your friend's going to react. It's just in the friendship. Your procrastination is what's making you say, Matt, I'm on this journey to self-help and bettering myself, and I'm on a personal journey to greatness. And I value our friendship, but I notice that you're not on the path to greatness. And I also notice that you don't celebrate my path to greatness. So I really wish you would consider joining me so we can continue our friendship. You're going to have friends tell you to eat crap. Eat crap. You already know they're going to tell you that before you have this goofy talk with them. I give this chapter review a 5. I gave the chapter a 10. Telling me to have goofy conversations with dudes I know, that will get me punched in the face. Oh, so we'll get you punched in the face. No, Matt, do we not know a friend that would punch us in the face if we read any of these things to him, like Lewis said?
Yes, 100%. We do know a guy.
Okay,
like
thank
that.
You.
But then again,
thank you.
Ty Lopez talks about having, you got to make sure that you put something into the relationship also. Don't be stingy and be like, oh, this person doesn't bring anything to my relationship. What do you bring back to that relationship? Tiger, I don't
sure,
know if you're hearing
yourself.
This or not, but Blog Talk Radio keeps on saying 90 seconds, 60 seconds. I don't know what in the world is going on.
I don't hear that at all.
Okay, buddy, go ahead. I'm sorry. It's on my side, and I'm just – I don't know what's going on.
Well, you're the host, so I don't know. I swear.
Yeah,
it just – Maybe – hey,
yeah,
did you set us up for a 15-minute show?
No, sir, not that I know
of. When you look at the screen, how much time does it say is left?
It says 30 minutes.
There's
I'm
left?
Trying to get in. Yeah, I'm trying to get in right now.
All right, guys, we're having a little technical difficulty. Matt's had trouble all day today. He's just had bad luck. I'm looking. I'm logging in on my phone. Guys, bear with us here. Anyways, Matt and I know a friend that would punch us in the face. You know, people are going to be like, yo, you don't really know friends that would punch you in the face if you said that. But you don't know the kind of people we hang out with, you know? We hang out with a rough and rowdier crowd. We hang out with some wild men. And, no, unfortunately, I think that some of them would punch us right in the face. You know, it's weird is I don't see an on-air. The on-air is not lit up. But I also don't see, like, where it says recording left. But I know it didn't stop us. Do you hear anything now? Is she saying anything to you?
No, she's not saying anything. I'm still on Blog Talk, so I have no clue what's going on.
Okay, forget it. We're still recording. We have to be. So, because it was a call ended. So, anyway, back to what I'm saying. Don't do that. Don't do that. That's bad advice. That's bad advice. Listen, you know where your friends stand. You know if your friends are going to take this journey with you. If your friends haven't supported you at this point, get rid of them. Quit dragging around the wave. Quit trying to pull somebody else up with you by saying, please take this journey with me. Please do this with me. Please so we can continue. No, get rid of them. See ya. Hey, man. See ya. Hey, man. See ya. I left our friendship in 2008. See ya. You know the cleaning you need to get done. It's hard. Believe me, Matt and I are struggling with it right now. Because if you'll go back even to June and July, go back to our YouTube videos, we're talking about this, the crowd you keep. Go back and listen to old episodes of Matt Tiger BLS. We're talking about the crowd you keep. This is something we've been beating down forever. I do like the suggestion to start our own mastermind group. I never would have thought of doing that. Never would have put that into action. But honestly, I really enjoy that idea. That is something I just, before we went live, talked to Matt about. So that was a good idea. I think knowing what kind of person you are, the four things he lists, I think that's pretty good. You know, but you have to be honest with yourself. You have to read it, and you can't say, well, man, I really want to be this. So I'm going to say I'm that. Like, you have to be completely honest with yourself. What are you? I don't like that I'm the last one, because the last one is the weakest strength that he named on there. I'm the, you know, I don't want to be that one. I want to be the assertive one, but I'm not. It's just not my personality, man. So, you know, when he's talking about it, he says, are you the analyzer, the controller, the promoter? Well, freak, I want to be the promoter. Second, I would want to be the controller. Third, I would want to be the analyzer. Fourth, I would want to be the supporter. It just so happens that I am the supporter. So, good chapter, bad advice on one of the three. I'll change it. I'll give it a 6 for the homework because I like the other three. But I just think that it's a really bad idea to do some of those things.
Mm-hmm. I agree. But you're too friendly with the 6. I'll probably give it a 4. He brought up some good points. He brought up actually Think and Grow Rich when he was talking about masterminds. And that's why I gave it a 4. Other than that, it's repetitive. It's really repetitive. No new information. If you're into self-help and you listen to other people, it's just repetitive. He's just telling you what other people have said.
So I think that's our thoughts on this chapter. Guys, form your own thoughts. Read the book yourself. Do your own homework. But also take note of what we say. This might not be a book that you want to spend your money on. Overall, I still give this book a 7. What do you give this book overall?
4.
You're still at a 4. Okay, so we're still we're still 7s and 4s. awesome. So we got through the review. We did that. So now let's talk about some other stuff. What has been going wrong with you today, dude? Your phone has been crap. Your technology that you've been using today has been crap. Everything that you've been trying to do today, that where you're relying on something other than yourself, has been a nightmare. What's up, man?
I don't know what's going on.
Oh, your phone's messing up, buddy. Your phone's messing up.
Are you there?
Yes, got you loud and clear now.
Whew. Yeah, so I have no clue what's going on. Just like that, everyone. It's been ridiculous all day.
It just feels like the world's stacked against you, doesn't it?
Yeah, I blame it on solar flares. It's all solar flares.
It's all solar flares. Aliens and solar flares. I'm not saying it's aliens, but it's aliens.
Yeah, so that's my life today. Like, literally everything's been up against me. And like you said, every time I try to rely on something, it never works out. So that's why you got to always rely on yourself to do the work.
Sure, because no one else is going to do it but you. You know, we were talking today, I talked to a guy who's kind of mentoring me in my new job. And he's got some good business advice. He's sound. You know, I take a little of what I like from him and I throw the rest out. But that's what you're supposed to do with everybody, right? You shouldn't take everybody's word in stone but God. You should take what you like and throw away the rest with people when they're giving you advice. But I do like mm-hmm. some of the stuff he said today. And one of the things he said to me, that the minute he said it, I thought, oh, dag, I want to get my phone and call Matt. I want to see what Matt thinks of this. Truly, that was my first thought. And here's what he said that made me have that reaction was, he said, lazy. You're either are or you're not. A good effort, good work ethic. You either have it or you don't, man.
That's it. That's true.
You believe it. You don't believe that someone could turn their life around and become a hard worker, become not lazy, become a doer? You think you're either one or the other. Set in stone.
He says it's set in stone. I think everybody can change. You just have to have something worthwhile chasing. Ours is to help others. That's what makes us get up and do
sure.
this every day. That's why we work so hard. I think you just got to find that one thing and just pursue it. And I think that will give you the incentive to do all the hard work and all the grunt work. It pushes you past what you think failure is.
I think people can change. I think you can be lazy, and I think someone can have an epiphany and be like, mm-hmm. oh, man, I don't like this. You know, but again, it starts with that change in your mind, the change that you were preaching about when we first started tonight. Mm-hmm. You have to make the decision in your mind that you will no longer accept laziness and then have a reason to stop. What's your motivation? What is your motivation to stop being so lazy and to work harder? Once you figure out your reason, you'll do it. Mm-hmm. Ooh, I love stories. Tell me.
Okay. So I'm going to tell you a story real quick. It's about a gentleman. Girl Scouts came to his door, you know, just like they normally used to do, besides now you buy them at Walmart or your friends. Knocks on the door.
Sure.
Hi, sir. Would you like to buy Girl Scout cookies? Gave this amazing spiel. And he was like, he looked in his wallet.
I want to buy 200 boxes because I'm starving. Sorry, go ahead.
Only had $2. Can't buy anything else. And he made up an excuse. He's like, I'm sorry. I just bought some cookies. Maybe next time. All he had was $2 in his wallet. Well, that moment,
how did
he
it make
decided
that guy
to
feel?
Change. It made him feel lower than dirt. So at that moment, he decided to change his whole life around and never have to worry about money ever again. Mm. That man was Jim Rohn.
Yeah.
Decided, you know what, change it. And that happened to me whenever I was in college trying to find myself. I looked back and I looked at my family living paycheck to paycheck, and I was like, okay, I can't do this anymore. I've got to do something for myself. I need to change others. I need to do this. I need to do that. And my life turned around. Yeah, I have my ups and downs, but I have the vision of what I'm going to be And that's what keeps me pushing daily of what my life could be like.
And one of the things, guys, is he's had this passion for a while because you're like, well, he's 31 years old. He's on this podcast talking about he's had his passion since college. Listen, you can have the idea forever until you start taking action steps to moving yourself forward. You're never going to get there. We decided that we have the same passion, and this summer we took action steps. And no, in December we held each other accountable and said, we've been doing this since July, and we have like four shows. You know, we're doing a show once or twice a month. We got to hustle. And if you'll go back to our November, geez, Louise, if you go back to December, you'll notice that we banged them out. We banged out like 12 in November, and then look, or December, geez, Louise, I keep saying other months. And then if you look at how we did in January, we're crushing. We're crushing. We're exceeding our goal. We said we wanted to podcast four nights a week. We're averaging five. Mm-hmm. We love this. We love you. We love each other, and we love ourselves. That's the thing. When Matt and I get talking in the daytime and we talk about the idea of helping someone, we want to freaking explode. That's it. We want to freaking explode. We want to explode. We want to know your problems. We want to help. We want to tell you what's worked for us so far. What happens, you know, what haven't worked for us so far. Listen, are we on top of the mountain? No. Are we millionaires? No. But we're on the journey. We're on the climb. If we're a little bit ahead of you, please, we will follow our footsteps. We will tell you where we stepped, where we didn't step. We can make the way a little easier for you. If you're above us and you like what we're doing and you're enjoying the content, you see the struggle, you see the persistentness that we keep showing up and you enjoy this, please call in, write, contact us. And tell us which way you walked. Help us. You know, there's no better way, no better feeling, rather, than helping someone. We have the opportunity. You have the opportunity. You need to make up your mind, like what Matt said at the beginning of the show, to serve others. You need to serve yourself and serve others. If you have a couple
of... Amen.
That if you have a cup of soup, and that cup of soup would fill your belly up, and I'm talking fill you up to the point where you're sweating, you're lethargic, you're tired, you're so full you feel like you could bust, but someone's standing there beside you who doesn't have a cup of soup, and he's hungry, why not split the soup with him, and then you both are satisfied? No one's full, but you both are satisfied. Neither one of you are hungry. You've ate just enough. You can get up and do something. You're still mobile. You're still active. You're not stuck with a bellyache because you overate. You have to make the decision to share your soup. Your soup is your knowledge. Share. There's nothing worse than someone who's selfish and doesn't want to help someone else to the top. It's not a competition. My success has nothing to do with Matt's success. Matt's success has nothing to do with my success. We should be happy for each other. Who cares who gets to that mountain the fastest, up the mountain the fastest? What matters is Matt or I reach down and grab the other one.
That's deep.
That's it. That's it.
Guys, it.
Help. Your cup is full. If your cup is fuller than ours, let's pour together into someone else's cup. Why wouldn't you want someone else to live in abundance like yourself? Lewis Howes is the man. Because we don't love the book as much as we had hoped we loved the book, doesn't mean he doesn't have a great message. Matt and I listen to his podcast every day. This isn't a show to put him down. If this was a show to put him down, we wouldn't have finished his book. There's something in this book for Matt and I to learn, to share with you guys. It's important. What he has to say is important. What we have to say is important. And most of all, what you have to say is important. Grab this book, metaphorically. Grab life. grab the bull by the horns, man. You deserve it. Your family deserves it. Look, I have been down all day. Something that's really, really just irked me. Matt has been preaching health, wealth, love, and happiness from Tai Lopez. And I said, I don't care, bro. I think you got it wrong. I think you got it wrong. I think it's wealth, love, and happiness. No, but Tai Lopez says health, love, and happiness, and I think he's right. Well, I think he's not. I like wealth, love, and happiness. Those three things would make me content. I saw a photo of myself today, and it really bothered me. It changed my attitude for the entire day. Two reasons. I didn't like the way I looked, and it's all because of vain. And I think being vain is a sign of immaturity. I think it's a personal issue. If you're vain and you're judging people on how they look before how they act or how they think, I think there's a problem with you. They're not the problem. You're the problem. And I truly believe that. So it bugs me that I'm vain. Like, why do I care how I look in the photo? But the other half of me is like, I just look terrible. You know, I'm not that young, good-looking 22-year-old that I used to be. And I saw it, and I've gained a lot of weight. And I just thought today, Matt and Tai Lopez are right. I've had enough. If anyone is struggling with their weight, like, what is it, 50, 60% of Americans, Matt, 80% of Americans? How many people are diabetic in this? How many people are overweight? How many people are pre-diabetic? How many people are diabetic? This is your world I'm talking about. I need your help here.
Okay, man. This is a big number. Every one in three people have been diagnosed with pre-diabetes or diabetes. Now, the way our culture is right now, if it continues, it will grow into two out of three people, and grow more. Kids are being born diabetic, full-blown type 2 diabetic right now.
Good.
It's ridiculous. First, this is the biggest we have ever been in the history. We don't eat to live. No, sorry. We eat. Man. Here we go. Here goes my day.
You're right.
This is how my day is.
You're right. You said it right the first time. We don't eat to live. We live to eat.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And everything is so convenient. You go to the drive-thru and you get a meal. But just like I was telling Tiger, your insurance has went up, I think, 2 to 10% this year. Health costs have gone up. I was talking to a lady today because the health industry is my field. And I was like, so how are you doing? She's like, well, I looked at my calendar and I have a doctor's appointment 3 to 4 days out of the week, every week. And I'm just looking at her like, holy cow, how did we get like this? And I'm the type of person, I'm a little bit heavy, but I'm not pre-diabetic, I'm not diabetic, I don't have anything wrong with me, which is great because I treat my body good. I'll splurge and have a cheat meal, or I'll have a whiskey drink or something like that, but I keep my body in check. It might not look like it, but if you follow me around a day or two, then you would see. You'd be like, oh, okay, yeah. You just have horrible genetics. But
why is that? Why is it, though? Your dad's not overweight. Your mom isn't just really overweight. My dad wears a 30 waist. My dad wears a 30 waist. He wears a 30-36. That's my biological father. My mother, my biological mother, she is thin, very, very thin. I don't get it. Like, why? Why is it my biological parents, one generation before me, he still weighs about 175. He's 6'2", 175. My biological mother is 5'9", probably 145. Thin people. My half brothers and half sisters, I've got a ton of them, but they're all slender. Every one of them is slender. When you look at me, I'm the odd man out.
But this
what
is the thing, my friend.
Happened.
Just because you're skinny doesn't mean you're healthy.
Sure, sure, sure. But I'm talking, I'm obese looking. I told you tonight, I'm not having health problems. You know, I have a major fear of elevators. Okay. Everybody that knows me uh-huh. knows that I'm terrified of elevators. Matt hears me climbing stairs when I'm in my hotel room. I will climb stairs with my laptop backpack on my bag and my luggage in my other and one of my hands. So I got a backpack on and my luggage. And I'll climb six flights of stairs. Will I not?
Yeah, you will. 100%.
I'll be on the phone with you talking, and I'm not dying with breath. I'm not just, I'm not, that's not me. I'm not Rich Roll, and I'm saying him because of this book, if you read the chapter about hustle. I'm not that guy. I'm not the guy wheezing at the top. That's not me. I get out and play soccer with my kids. I get out and play baseball with my kids, softball with my kids. I still play basketball with my kids and my friends. I'm not to where I'm not mobile. And that's not me, and I feel horrible for the people that is them, but that's not me. I'm just a guy who wears a 42 waist and a 3X shirt, but everything about me is fine. I go to the doctor regularly. My blood pressure is fine. My glucose levels are fine. You know, everything about me is I'm a normal, healthy man. I mean, my doctor once said, your blood work and your stats are like a healthy 25-year-old, but my body doesn't reflect a healthy 25-year-old. And, you know, I'm 32 years old, and he said that when I was 31. The problem is I just, you know, when Matt and I hung out, he says he still sees me. You know, they say, like, when people are married forever and they gain a whole bunch of weight and they age, they say that when the couple still looks at each other, they see them like they did when they were married. They see them in their prime. They don't see the wrinkles. They don't see the gray hair. They don't see the enlarged bodies. You know, that's something because, you know, you see when you love someone, you see them in their best. Matt said today, he's like, it's hard for me to understand what you're upset about today, Tiger. I look at you like a healthy, athletic, good-looking 22-year-old kid. And I'm like, yeah, man, but that was 10 years ago. I'm not that guy anymore. You know, and again, I wish it was a different motivation, but it comes down to being vain. I looked at myself in a photo that was taken, and I said, oh, I look horrible. Oh, no, you don't really. I look bad. Like double chin, just stomach sticking way out. It just looked bad. And I didn't like it. I wasn't happy with it. I wasn't happy with the you know, any of it, man. I didn't realize until today that Ty Lopez and you are right. It's health first. Because wealth, love, and happiness don't mean anything if you don't have health.
Yeah,
because
you can't be
wealth,
around.
Love and happiness.
Yeah, you won't be around if you don't take care of yourself, man.
But what do you think? Like, I can go to the gym and I can work out. I can spend an hour in there lifting weights with you and do an hour of cardio. I feel fine. But it's the way mm-hmm. I look in clothes and the way I look without clothes that's the disturbing part.
Right.
Why am I not affected by my weight? I'm just other than visually. I told you today that if I got diagnosed pre-diabetic, I would panic and I would beg for your help. But right now, I'm just like, Matt, I don't like the way I look in a 3X shirt. I like the way I look in a, you know, medium shirt. When I met my wife, I was 23 years old, and I wore a medium or a large. Now, granted, when I wore a medium, I kind of looked like a douchebag because I was like, oh, that's cute. You can fit your little sister's shirt. But I wore a medium. I can wear a medium. I used to wear a medium. Let's see if Matt remembers this outfit. I still have it, in fact. I used to wear a medium Lynyrd Skynyrd shirt that was grayish blue, and I wore a black pinstripe cardigan over it, piping pinstripe where it's like piped up, you know, it had like ridges, and they were up straight up and down. I used to wear, and that was a large. So I wore a medium Lynyrd Skynyrd shirt with a large cardigan over it. I wore it to the clubs. I wore it everywhere. It was my favorite shirt and sweater to wear. And I can't even get it on anymore. Truly, I can get it over my head and to my shoulder. It's not wide enough to fit my shoulders and arms anymore. That's a weird feeling, man. That 10 years ago, that was my favorite outfit. 10 years later, I can't even get it on.
Dude,
how weird is that?
That's really tough. But your body's changing daily. I'll do some research.
What do I do?
And get back to you on that. Cut out the soda would be one thing. Cut out the soda and sugar.
I can't. What did I just tell you before we went to the podcast? I want people to hear us real, Matt. I want people to know us. What did I tell you? What did I tell you today when I said I'm so sick of soda?
You said, Matt, get me an effing soda now before I kill you and your wife. And I was like,
basically,
dude, chill. I'll get you a Cherry Coke.
Basically, that's exactly what I said, guys. He's being very funny right now, but that's basically what I told him. And he goes, whoa. I said, look, man. I said, bro. I said, I got so mad earlier because of the way I looked in the photo. I said, no, that's it. No. No more soda. And then, of course, I had a soda. And he laughed, and I said, I waited so long before I got a Cherry Coke. I was pissed. I was in a bad mood because I hadn't had a Cherry Coke in a while. I was in a bad mood. I was to the point where if somebody would have just rubbed me wrong, I would have freaked out like the 22-year-old Tiger and gotten very aggressive. I had to go in a gas station and buy my Cherry Coke. I cracked it, took the first drink, and I was like, ah, oh, I felt better. And Matt said, oh, my God, man, that's an addiction. He said, oh, my God, man, that's an addiction. And Matt said, listen, I read in a book that I don't know if it was Soda Politics or Jim Rome quote, he told me, but, you know, he said, Tiger, they said that sugar is harder to quit than heroin.
100% true, man. It was in Soda Politics. If you guys haven't read that book, you should read it. Got that off of Ty Lopez because I've seen it on a Snapchat, and I was like, holy cow, I'm going to read that. And it was probably one of the most eye-opening books I've read in a while. That Soda Politics is ridiculous. How the sugar industry is just killing us. Now, back in the day, I do remember that outfit. I myself was able to get into what they call a schmedium, and that's a husky medium. But whenever we were hanging out, I was in a large to XL. Now I'm in a 2X. I would say by October, I was wearing almost a 44 waist jeans. And I've been dieting, exercising more, watching what I eat, cutting out the sugar, not as much chocolate. Because I was the type of person that could kill a bag of those chocolate donuts from Hostess, kill a whole bag in one sitting. Nowadays, I can't do that. I get sick. I literally get sick. I started paying attention to my body and how my body was reacting when I ate sugar or when I ate processed food. And now it's a big difference. I can tell the way I sleep is better. Whenever I exercise, I have more energy. We got to get rid of sugar. We have to.
The problem is I'm fine. I stay up till 11 or 12. I'm up by 6:45 in the morning. I feel fine. I visually don't look aesthetically pleasing, but I feel fine. That's the biggest mind mess that I'm having is, you know, you're saying you feel fine. You're not lethargic. You're not tired. You're not all this stuff. And I'm not even close to that, my man. What do we do when you're not even close to that? There's no sense of urgency to change. There's no sense of urgency whatsoever to change when you're not having any side effects.
I think the urgency should be the way you look. If you don't like the way you look, change it. That was my urgency because I seen a picture of me whenever I went to a wedding, which was horrible, that I sent you. And I was like, Jesus,
sure.
I got to change. This gut has got to go. And then I sent you a picture of, like, December, and I've lost 24 pounds, not too much, but a little bit. But I was just like, holy cow, is this what my wife has to look at when I'm butt naked? And then last night we were joking around, and I was sending you all kinds of pictures of me shirtless. Well, I do that all
sure.
the time. But I was just like, holy cow, I do not want my wife or my friends to see me like this. Not at all.
yeah, you're my best friend. I trust you with my business. I trust you with my brand. I don't trust you with my kids, and I wouldn't trust you seeing me without a shirt on.
Heartbroken.
Heartbroken. But, man, I wouldn't. I don't want anyone to see me, you know. And I don't want the world to see me. You know, like, it's insane, man. I truly believe, like Lewis Howes said, he blew up to 240, and my frame is bigger than Lewis Howes. He's same height as me. I mean, he says he's 6'4", so he might be an inch taller than me. But he got up to 240, and he's back down to, you know, a solid 200, probably 225. But listen, man, I think for us to be going to shows, us to do what we want to do and live that full lifestyle, I have to get on board with this health thing too. I truly, truly believe that if we're going to try and talk people into living a better version of themselves, it does legitimately mean what Tai Lopez says. Health, wealth, love, and happiness. It really does.
That's
it,
exactly
it is
right.
What it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I don't think you need 67 steps to get there, but what do I know? We've talked about having Tai on the show, and maybe he drops some knowledge. You know, so that's one of my goals, is still reach out to Tai and get him on. But most of all, man, I want to make a difference in myself, because you have to serve yourself. I mean, Lewis Howes would even say that. You have to be selfish. You have to put yourself on high. And then I want to help others. You know, others is everyone that's listening to us, you, anyone that I can reach. And sometimes, Lewis says, I know there's idiot friends I don't need in my life. I know there's idiot friends that don't add value to my life, and I know I need to get rid of them. But I don't need to sit them down and say something like, hey, I'm on this journey, and I really wish you would get on with it. No, because some of the friends we have are our old friends that we used to party with in the day. We realize that they're going to tell us to screw ourselves. There is absolutely no reason to tell that friend, hey, man, you know, I don't need Lewis Howes' book to make me say that, because we've been saying it now for months. We just need the courage, the balls, the, you know, the stomach, whatever you want to say. We need to make better decisions. You know, you hang out with someone in Topeka every weekend that's you know, what you say is a DB. I hang out with someone in Tahlequah that, you know, people say is a DB. I don't know your friend. You know my friend. He's your friend. But, you know, we make excuses. We make excuses for each other. We make excuses for ourselves. But ultimately, this is something we've battled with for a long time. Just do the right thing. Live the best version of yourself. And it, like Matt said, I've cut direct family members out of my life. Don't say it's impossible. I've made hard decisions. So if I can do it, you definitely can do it.
Man, that's deep. That's really deep. I can't follow that.
Mm.
But yeah, we're exactly the same, because we do have those friends. And it's hard to cut them loose, especially you, because you've been with them so long. So long. And it's like family.
You know, and you make excuses, you know, like we all do. And we're all like, oh, what, I'm perfect? I'm going to judge him because I'm so perfect. Well, it's like, no, I'm not perfect, man, but I'm striving. I'll never reach perfection, but I'm at least striving.
Yeah, I mean, I'm already perfect.
Right, I believe it. I would call Mr. Matty Mo perfect. And if people disagree with me, I won't be their friend.
Got to put it out there, man. Got to put it out there.
Yeah, you want to be friends with me? Think Matty Mo's perfect.
Yeah. But these are some really good tips, man. Really good tips. You went really deep.
These are really
good. And I love it.
Thank you. I just wish that we could get this podcast out. I want it to reach everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, when we get deep and we have these great ones, I think we're getting this craft down. Our last, I think, 5 podcasts everyone should listen to. Our last 10. I mean, I would go back. If you're new to this show tonight, you're listening, and this is the first one you've ever heard, go back. Go back, because I think Matt's been dropping bombs. I've been dropping bombs. You know, the only thing I'm waiting on is feedback. Good or bad. Good or bad. I can't wait for the feedback.
100%, man. That's what I'm waiting on, is feedback. But, of course, it all takes time. It'll take time. Like, I've started noticing everybody has taken 10 years to get where they're at. 10 years.
Sure. We just started this summer.
Right. So, yeah, 10 more years to go.
The only thing I think that I want to do differently is whenever you and I are face-to-face with each other, we need to be doing... what are they called? Meerkat and Periscope. At least one before we start our night.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree.
Getting stuff out. We could get out. A lot of our things. We could get out a lot of knowledge, and we could upload. I noticed Ty, and I'm stealing this from Ty. But that's what you do. You steal from greats. Who's better than you? Then why aren't you copying
them?
Ooh, I love it. I love that you said that. So, listen, Ty does Periscope, Meerkat, and uploads directly to YouTube. He has 3 recorders going at once on the same thing. So one stays around forever, one is just for 24 hours, and one is over when it's over. It's an awesome tool that we should be utilizing. We don't utilize that when we're in person.
We don't.
You know, we celebrate. And that is something I think we could tighten up our belt. We could tighten up our game. We've just got to make the decision that, hey, yeah, we're going to have fun. We'll go to dinner. But we got to get a little bit of work done.
Yeah, got to crush it.
Crush it, and then we could go right out. We could go do whatever we want the rest of the night, but we should bust out 45 minutes on Meerkat.
I agree. We can do that. We'll start that.
Yeah. I love it. If you like it, I love it.
I do love it.
Because I love you more than anything.
Ooh. Ooh, ooh. But don't love me more than you love yourself. You need to love yourself more.
Ooh. That is so true. Because you know what? I can't love anyone if I don't love myself.
Amen.
Amizzle.
Amen.
All right, my man.
You know,
what's
up?
What are you thinking?
What's up, buddy? I think that's great.
I think we're running out of time.
I agree.
Let's end with a quote.
Mm-hmm.
And let's end the show, my man.
Take us out, man. You went super deep today. Take us out.
All right. I told you I was kind of feeling that deep mood today, and you came in hard. So I had a lot to live up to. Guys, I love you. I love myself. I love you. Matt was right. I'm going to take a twisted quote from Matt's opening. It is not new year, new you. It's new mind, new you. Remember, nothing changes until your mind changes. You don't change because the year changed. You change when your mind changes. Don't wait until January 31st or December 31st to tell yourself you're changing your mind. And then wake up on the 1st of January with a new attitude, with a new mindset. Start today. There's no reason to wait. Guys, BLS. What does BLS stand for here at Books, Life, and Stuff? What does BLS stand for? It stands for believe. Believe you can do it. Believe in your mindset change. Once you make the decision to change your mind, believe that you'll stick to it. Believe that it's a lifelong decision. Believe you are meant for greatness. Learn all you can. Learn about everything. If you're not reading a book, listening a podcast, trying to get a certification, working on your knowledge, trying to get a college degree, if you're not learning about finance, getting finance certification, you know, if you have your bachelor's degree, you should be learning about finance.